You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Well, here we go again. I'm going to record this another episode. It's still July 6th. As we spoke earlier, I did a little bit on my my thoughts on Adventures in Babysitting. That was just not that long ago. But when you're going to be listening to this, it would a few days would have gapped between listening to that and this episode now. So between when I cut off the Adventures in Babysitting, I would say lightly productive. I don't know if my wife would qualify it as being productive at all or not. But, you know, I mean, let's see, I moved my laundry to the dryer. You guys don't really give a crap about that, but she did send me to the store. So I had to go over to Aldi, which is our choice of family grocery stores. You know, you tend to have that one that you go to that you get the most stuff that you like. And then you've got certain brands that you like at a different store. So we'll, you know, if we're looking for like for instance, mac and cheese, we wouldn't get that from Aldi because we prefer Kraft, and that's over at Walmart. You go to Walmart for the cheaper prices. But, yeah, so when she sends me to the store, I you know, I require a list because I want to make sure I've got the basis covered for what she's wanting me to get. And the, you know, what's always going to be fun about the, you know, when she gets home and then realizes what I've purchased, she's going to, you know, there's going to be the follow-up with the, well, how come you didn't get blank? And then my response would be, well, blank wasn't on the list. Pause that for a little bit. As she's looking around at the purchases, she'll be like, well, why did you buy this? Because it wasn't on the list. And then my follow-up to that would be, was because I want that. A good example of that is that she had sent me to get deli ham. But I also bought deli chicken, and I bought that just because now that I'm back to work, you know, I like to have a chicken sandwich every once in a while, and that may not be the fave of the kids, but I know that I'm going to eat it and enjoy it. So yeah, I know that that's a discussion that comes later, and I don't even know why I am telling you guys this other than to just say that I went to the store, spent $52.51, and right next to me I have a iced coffee latte from Aldi, from their refrigerated section. So let me take a sip here. Yeah, it's good stuff. So what I want to do is just continue the productivity of podcasting and get a little bit further along in the essential movie list and try to build up our episodes that are in the can. And for those of you that may not be familiar with the nomenclature, when we say an episode is in the can, what we mean by that is that, you know, we've had it recorded, we have it just kind of on standby and ready so that when we get to the regular, to its regular posting schedule, we'll pop it in there. It keeps the pressure off of us by having a lot of episodes in the can so that we don't have to worry about, oh, we've got to record. It comes into the, you know, it's just fun. We can record when we have the availability, and we've always got something kind of ready. The goal, of course, always having something available to you guys to listen to on a regular basis. And as I've been watching the stats on Podbean, that's our podcasting host, Podbean. By the way, I love their interface, and I think they do a fabulous job over there. And not that anybody's paid me to say that. Hopefully one day they will. I don't know why they would, but hopefully someday they will. I'm still holding out for a whiskey sponsor. But back to what I've noticed on stats is that there's episodes that we've posted like months and months and months ago that people are still listening to, that people still download. And so what I've come to realize is that as we have more of these essential movie podcasts out there, it's going to be able to find new listeners. Because if you're like me, when you go in and you are interested in listening to a new podcast, you tend to look at the titles or the descriptions, which, by the way, I probably really suck at the descriptions. I keep them very basic. You tend to look at the title of the description and you go, is this something that I really want to listen to? And then you kind of pick and choose. You may not pick like the latest episode or the first episode. You don't like binge through it unless you just absolutely fall in love with the podcast, and then you start binging through and listening to them all. In this case of the Essential Movies list, I think what's happening is that if somebody's discovering our podcast for the first time, they're kind of cherry-picking the movie that they associate the most with and trying us out. So my hope is that the ones that they're trying out and they're enjoying, we don't suck. Like I probably am right now by telling you where I go grocery shopping. So I'm about, what, 6.5 minutes into this. I have yet to even get started with telling you what we're doing. So we'll switch gears. We'll get off of this discussion around the stats and my grocery shopping. And I think I even threw in the fact that I switched my laundry to the dryer, and you really don't give a damn about that. But hey, I'll have fresh, clean clothes for the week. So yay me. So with that, let's go ahead and insert the bumper, and then I'll do the whole setup of what it is that I'm talking about after the bumper, like you're used to hearing me say. Do that now.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! Ex to each other. And party on, dudes!
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Banzai Retro Club. I'm Dave, and I appreciate you tuning into us and downloading the episode, listening to us. And what is going on with the Essential Movies list is I found this list on RottenTomatoes.com, and they dubbed it the 140 Essentials 1980s Movies. What that means is that they picked 140 movies that they feel, you know, should be required watching for anybody that just enjoys 1980s movies. Obviously, you do not necessarily need to be born or be raised in the 1980s to enjoy these great movies. So we're working our way backwards, where they start, just like them, they start the list at 140, work their way to number one. I'm going through and giving each one of these movies a specific episode on our podcast. And the idea behind that is that it's kind of a challenge for myself and my co-hosts so that if there's a movie that we may not be familiar with, or we normally would have given the topic a pass, we would say, normally the discussion goes around like this, where we're trying to decide on a topic for a podcast. We go, I don't know anything about that movie. I'm going to pass on it. I don't want to do that topic. Insert, an album title, whatever it is, if you're not familiar with it. You're like, I don't really want to, give that one or be on that one because I really don't have anything to contribute. And so it limits what it is you end up talking about. So the essential movies list is kind of training me to not be so quick to turn down a topic idea when it's thrown out by my co-hosts, and be a little bit more open and realizing that even maybe if it's something that you're just not that familiar with or that comfortable with, you can end up having, quite a bit to say, if anything, about things related to that. We're not going to run into that case on this specific episode. I'm over at episode 112, 112, and this is Caddyshack. What I neglected to mention before is that I do have the assistance of a Google Mini device. So what I'm going to do is say, hey Google, tell me about Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is a 1980 movie directed by Harold Ramis, starring Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield, and Chevy Chase.
And what I've also discovered is if you ask the question a certain way, I'll get a little bit more detail and a little more information. So, hey Google, give me the synopsis of Caddyshack.
Here's the synopsis of Caddyshack. Danny Noonan, Michael O'Keefe, a teen down on his luck, works as a caddy at the snob-infested Bushwood Country Club to raise money for his college education. In an attempt to gain votes for a college scholarship reserved for caddies, Noonan volunteers to caddy for a prominent and influential club member, Ted Knight. Meanwhile, Danny struggles to prepare for the high-pressure Caddy Day golf tournament while absorbing new-age advice from wealthy golf guru Ty Webb, Chevy Chase.
All right, so what I also like to do is I like to insert the trailer for the movie that I'm talking about, so I'm going to insert the trailer for Caddyshack here.
Welcome to the Bushwood Country Club. The membership's exclusive.
You think I'd join this crummy snobatorium?
The help is outrageous. The madness is contagious.
Bad language, fooling around on the course, poor caddying.
What is whole place?
Caddyshack, starring Chevy Chase as Ty Webb.
Who is that disgusting man over there?
A sportsman who really knows how to score.
So, what brings you to this nape of the woods, neck of the wave? How come you're here?
Rodney Dangerfield as Al Servant, a big shot.
My dinghy's bigger than your whole boat!
With an even bigger mouth.
Hey, somebody step on a duck.
Ted Knight as Judge Smales, a man of dignity and a sense of fair play.
I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber.
Michael O'Keefe as Danny Noonan, a caddy who wants an education and gets one.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
Cindy Morgan as Lacey Underall. She's got a bad reputation, and she's working hard to keep it.
You want to tie me up with some of your ties?
And Bill Murray as Carl Spackler.
Just a harmless squirrel, not a plastic explosive or anything. Nothing to be worried about.
He's not crazy about gophers, but he is crazy.
License to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations.
And introducing Mr. Gopher as himself.
I said freeze, gopher!
Caddyshack. It's all about swinging.
Kiss me, you fool.
But not on the course.
Hey, you want to make $14 the hard way?
Ah!
Playing a good game.
Catch. Oh, he got all of that one.
And talking a better one.
Hey, I should have stayed home and played with myself.
Taking shots.
Ah! That was a bum shot.
And making time.
We couldn't possibly think less of each other.
Controlling your drives.
Wow.
And losing your grip.
Ah! It is! You! Out!
Four.
The man's a menace.
Caddyshack, the comedy with...
All right, so now we've set up the movie. And I also told you that a lot of ways that we do the essential movies to challenge ourselves for topics that, you know, things that we may not be familiar with. Not running into the case with Caddyshack at all. A very beloved movie of mine. I don't know where I would rate this if I had to, you know, if I was like picking my top 10 or 20 movies for the 1980s. I don't know if this makes the top 20. It should. It's a great movie. Great, great fun movie. So much wonderfulness going on. Let's start with Ted Knight. Ted Knight being the snob country club. Does he own it? I think he owns it. If not, he's like, you know, a very important person at the country club. Oh yeah, he does own it. That's right, because he's bossing around the greenskeeper. So Ted Knight, very snobbish. He plays that role so well, and he's so hilarious. I love the kind of yin and yang between him and Dangerfield. You know, Dangerfield, complete opposite. He's just kind of a cut loose, free spirit. Whereas, you know, Ted Knight's worried about, you know, the appearances and looking, you know, like the role of the upper crest. And Rodney Dangerfield, obviously very successful because he's got a lot of toys. And he's got, like, you know, I guess lumber yards that are around the neighboring area. And probably his company's probably responsible for that damn gopher. I say damn gopher, but I don't mean that. I love the gopher. So between, you know, those great characters, you know, there's a lot of, fun stuff going on. You know, like I said, the yin and yang between Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield. I love the scene where, Rodney Dangerfield first meets Ted Knight and he's like, well, you know, if you buy this, hat, you probably get a free bowl of soup. And then he turns and then there's Ted Knight, you know, wearing the cat hat. And he says, well, it looks good on you, though. So, very good comedic timing in this movie. Let's see. Chevy Chase, just being the wonderful Ty Webb. I can't believe I remembered his name. And, you know, not even keeping score and just being the quintessential go-to guy that everybody just wants to kind of emulate. But he's also aloof and kind of a goof at the same time. What was his love interest? Let's see if we can get this right. Hey, Google, who is the love interest of Chevy Chase and Caddyshack?
Sorry, I don't understand.
It'll be that way. I just remember, you know, I know that I've had an interaction with her on Twitter. I'm almost sure I have. I remember her, you know, saying something along the lines of, hey, Ty, would you like to tie me up with your ties? Lacey Underhill, right? Hey, Google, who played Lacey Underhill in Caddyshack?
Cynthia Ann Sichorski. According to Wikipedia, Cindy Morgan, born Cynthia Ann Sichorski, September 29, 1954, is an American actress best known for her appearances as Laura, Yuri in Tron and Lacey Underhill in Caddyshack.
Okay, Morgan, that was the name I was thinking of. Sweet. All right, so, see, it's helpful that you can get stuff from Google if you know the character name, apparently. Got a little bit more information there than I was looking for, but very cool. Chevy Chase, like I said, very fun. Favorite scene of mine with him is when he is, you know, be the ball, Danny. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Still use that to this day, by the way. You know, if we're at bowling. I'm part of a bowling league, and one of my team members, you know, and they're like, oh, well, we need a, you know, a 7-up here, or we need a strike or something like that. Then it's like, you know, be the ball. Da-na-na-na-na-na. And that seldom works, by the way. But it's fun to say. The other part that's really fun, and is it the same scene or not? But the one where he's like, you know, where character Danny's like, well, I need to go to college. I need to go. And he goes, well, this isn't Russia, is it? Is it? I don't think it is. And he's like, do you take drugs, Danny? He says, every day. So then what's the problem? So Chevy Chase, good stuff there. Let's not forget about the quintessential Bill Murray. Loved him as Carl, the groundkeeper. My favorite of all time is the Dalai Lama speech. Now I'm going to insert that in here. I really think the him holding the one caddy hostage was a pitchfork, and talking about how he was the caddy for the Dalai Lama and how he's going to stiff him for a tip. I just think that is just fantastic. And I think a lot of what I had heard was a lot of what Bill Murray did on the movie was ad-libbed. So that just goes to give you appreciation for the comedic genius that is Bill Murray.
So I jump ship in Hong Kong, and I make my way over to Tibet, and I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga La Gunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me. Which is nice.
It's been a little while, but I had seen there was a documentary, kind of the making of Caddyshack, things that you kind of didn't know about it, or you may have knew about it. And it turned out that what I'd learned about Caddyshack is that these guys were partying all the time as they were making this movie. So it was very difficult for them to get it done, because they were constantly partying at night, and they were at you know, some sort of resort or something where they all stayed. So they spent the night drinking and getting high, and then, yeah, it's tough to follow up that with a schedule, a movie schedule the following day. That was a bit of a challenge. The other thing that I'd also learned is that the movie was originally strongly based around Danny's his romantic interest of the English girl. Shoot, I forgot her name too. Hey Google, who played Maggie in Caddyshack?
Holcomb. According to some information I found on the website en.wikipedia.org.
Okay. Holcomb? Is that right? Anyway, she's the same girl that was in Animal House. You know, the Pinto, when he was looking down at her after he had undressed her, and he had, like, the devil and the angel on his shoulders, and the one was like, fuck her. The devil side, of course. and she worked at the grocery store when they were stealing all the meat that was stuck in his sweater. So, anyway, she's playing the English girl that was Danny's love interest in Caddyshack, obviously. And what I learned was that the movie was really strongly about that versus the other stuff. And what ended up giving continuity throughout the storylines between the romantic thing and then all the scenes on the country club was actually the gopher. The gopher was an afterthought. And so by them adding kind of that into the midst of everything, it kind of strung everything together and gave some continuity to the whole movie. And it'd be really interesting if we removed the gopher scenes through Caddyshack and did a rewatch, what that would be like. How would that play out? How would it feel like these characters were kind of interconnected with each other? Because really all you get at the end is Danny participating in that the golf tournament. It's not like a golf tournament, but the bet between Dangerfield and Ted Knight's character when they have the teams. I think the other fun scene that I want to just bring up and pay a little homage to is when the Reverend is having his best game of golf ever, and it's in the middle of the thunder lightning storm, like the worst one ever, and Carl's his caddy, and then suddenly he's struck by lightning at the end of it, but he's like having the greatest game whatsoever. And it's just kind of like, it's just so funny, Bill Murray's reactions to all of that, because he's like, well, I think the heavy stuff is going to come later. And so it was just good stuff there. So where are we at right now? We're about 22 minutes into it, and I'm going to be adding in, trailers and probably, well, I know I'm going to be doing the Dalai Lama speech in here, so it's probably going to end up closer to the site of a 30-minute episode. Because I, at the end of this, I've got to pay some respect to the greatness that was the soundtrack. So I'm going to be editing in a song from the soundtrack. I don't know if I'm going to go with the title sequence, I'm All Right, or if I'm going to put something else, but Kenny Loggins just, this was another massive 80s soundtrack hit for him, was what he did on this one. So going to do some homage to that, and so that with that, I think I really will have almost a 30-minute episode, as you should when you're talking Caddyshack. I think you can't skimp with just a 15-minute episode on Caddyshack. You really got to go 30 minutes to even an hour. It's deserving of that. And if Scott was on, I bet you we would go an hour. With that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here. I'm going to put a little bow on it and put that out there. And as we say in the podcast world, put this episode in the can, and then it'll be posted later for your listening enjoyment. So at the end of these things, I usually tell you that we have a website. That's Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI, retroclub.com. On that website, you can find links to our social media. So go out there and follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. I'm not really doing great with Facebook. So I would love for there to be some more interaction with that. So if you do, go out there and we have more likes on Facebook. Maybe that would motivate me to do a little bit more on there. But I seem to be doing okay with Instagram and Twitter as kind of our main thing right now. I've told that you can do some good things with Reddit, But I also know that those good people over there that run those specific Reddit, whatever, those subreddits or whatever, they get a little upset if all you do is promote your podcast. So I don't want to be that dude, you know? I don't want to be just out there to post, the episodes and not, like, you know, participate in the other stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I've really got time to divest myself in getting engrossed in Reddit. I mean, right now I've really got myself hooked into Angry Birds too, and they, you know, those birds are calling. They need my attention. You know, I got a hatchling that needs me to give them some apples every day. Those that play that game know what I'm talking about. So, as I was saying, we got that website out there. Go check that out. If you've got an iDevice, being an iPad, iPhone, iPod, go out and give us a rating review on the podcast app. There's also a subscribe button, so please do that. You can also do that on Podbean. So if you go to the Podbean website, I don't think there's a rating review section, but there is a way to subscribe or follow. So do that. You can do that too. And the other thing I've been noticing as we've been getting more into the stats on Podbean is that we get a lot of listeners on Spotify. So if there is a way that you can do a subscribe on Spotify, that'd be cool too. So go ahead and check us out and subscribe if that's something that you're enjoying what you're listening to. If it's something that you don't like what we're saying, give me that feedback too. I'd love to hear it. Shoot me an email, mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com. So at the end of these things, I like to remind everybody to have a good whatever, because who knows when you're listening. I don't want to say have a good day or a good night or a good morning, because you could be listening at one of those or all of those times. Maybe you listen to us three times a day. I don't know. And then be excellent to each other. Very sage advice from Bill and Ted. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 And on the next episode, where am I at? Ooh, Baby Boom, 1987, episode 111.